Over $7 billion was used for payment of subsidy on petrol, a situation where the government paid businesses who imported the product for sale to citizens at reduced litre rates. But the government says the funds would now be used to build infrastructure, healthcare, education and jobs. Many Nigerians are now trying to cope, paying higher for transportation fares, food and other utilities. The country's Bureau of Statistics says inflation in the country has risen to 22.4%, the highest in 19 years. The World Bank says 89.8 million people were poor at the beginning of the year, while 4 million others became poor between January and May, raising the figure to 93.8 million. The Nigerian government says it is aware of the situation and is working towards policies that will cushion the effect on citizens. It has secured an $800 million loan, which is to be disbursed through cash transfers to households across the country. Tessem Akindi, Jos.